Good day, and welcome everyone to the ATA Creativity Global 2019 fourth quarter and year-end financial results conference call hosted by Caroline Zone. During the presentation, your lines will remain on listen only. If you require assistance at any time, please press star then zero on your phone, and a coordinator will be happy to assist you. If you wish to ask an audio question during the call, please make sure to indicate that by pressing star one on your device, and these will be addressed during the Q&A session. I would like to advise all participants that this call is being recorded. And now with that, I would like to hand the call over to Caroline. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Thank you, Chris, and hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. The press release announcing ATA Creativity Global's, or ACG's, results for the fourth quarter and year ended December 31st, 2019 is available at the IR section of the company's website at www.atai.net.cn. As part of this conference call, the company has an accompanying slide presentation available on its website. A replay of this broadcast will also be made available at ACG's website for the next 90 days. Before we get started, I would like to remind everyone that this conference call and any accompanying information discussed herein contains certain forward-looking statements within the meaning of the Safe Harbor provision of the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Although the company believes that the expectations reflected in its forward-looking statements are reasonable as of today, those statements are subject to risks and uncertainties that could cause the actual results to differ dramatically from those projected. There can be no assurance that those expectations will prove to be correct. Information about the risks associated with investing in ACGs, including its filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission, which we encourage you to review before making an investment decision. The company does not assume any obligation to update any forward-looking statements as a result of new information, future events, changes in market conditions, or otherwise, except as required by law. Regarding the disclaimer language, I would also like to refer you to slide 2 of the conference presentation for further information. All U.S. dollar amounts in this conference call relating to financial results for the fourth quarter and year ended December 31st, 2019 are converted from RMB using exchange rate of 6.9618 RMB to 1 U.S. dollar, the noon buying rate as of December 31st, 2019. All historical conversions are accurate as of the time reported unless otherwise noted. The company reports its financial results under U.S. GAAP and RMB, and all percentages calculated in the presentation are based on RMB unless otherwise noted. For those of you following along with the company PowerPoint presentation, there's an overview of the company on slide 3. In addition, we are more than happy to take investor questions through our webcast portal or via email to the company. On today's call, the company's CFO, Ms. Amy Tung, will provide a brief overview of operating and financial highlights for the fourth quarter of 2019, and then ACG's Chairman and CEO, Mr. Kevin Ma, and President Mr. Jun Zhang will conclude the remarks with a discussion of Huan Xiu Yimeng's latest developments, the company's outlook, as well as its long-term growth strategy before opening the floor for questions. With that, I'll turn the call over to ACG's CFO, Ms. Amy Tung. Please go ahead, Amy.
Thank you, Caroline, and welcome, everyone. Good evening to those in America. We appreciate everyone's time. To those of you following along with the presentation, I will begin on slide 5, which lists operating highlights for the fourth quarter of 2019. After completing the acquisition of the remaining 12.54% equity interest in Beijing Huan Xiu Yimeng Education Consulting Corp, or for short, Huan Xiu Yimeng, in September 2019, we felt it was appropriate to change our corporate name and ticker symbol as a reflection of the significant changes to our company. We became ATA Creativity Global, and our stock ticker symbol also changed to AACG, with the ADS commencing trading under the new symbol as of market open on October 17, 2019. In December, we completed a private placement with CLTCC, a company focused on investments in culture and education, which will result in gross proceeds of approximately $10 million U.S. from the sale of about 5.7 million common shares of the company. We plan to use these proceeds to fund day-to-day operations and our M&A activities. Details of this transaction can be found on the Form 6K we filed on December 18, 2019. It is important to note that our results for the fourth quarter of 2019 incorporate the full quarter's results from Huan Xiu Yimeng, while third quarter 2019 results incorporated only about 2 months of the results. In this regard, we are pleased to report 19.3% year-over-year growth in credit hours delivered for Huan Xiu Yimeng's portfolio training programs from approximately 43,750 credit hours in Q4 2018 to approximately 52,200 in Q4 2019. We are pleased to have completed the organizational restructuring and integration of Huanqiu Yimeng following the acquisition. We have several enrollment initiatives in place, but wanted to take a moment to address concerns surrounding the coronavirus outbreak and how it has affected our operations. Turning to slide 6, first, we have made the health and safety of our students, faculty, staff, and employees our top priority. As a precaution, employees have been working remotely since returning from the Lunar New Year holiday. Students with any on-campus coursework have been given the option to fulfill their classes with online format. Quite a few have opted to do this, but some prefer the traditional classroom format and have postponed their coursework. Today, we have seen some impact from the coronavirus on the portfolio training programs and are closely monitoring the situation as we are sure to offer all available options to our students. Our sales contract pipeline has slowed somewhat as a result of sales and marketing personnel being unable to come into the office. We are relying primarily on online sales channels and referrals during this time and expect to have traditional channels reopen once the coronavirus is under control. And of course, educational travel. Understandably, we have had some delays and cancellations of tours during this winter season. However, winter tends to be slow for travel and does not represent a major portion of our revenues. To conclude on this topic, we understand that the situation surrounding coronavirus is constantly changing. We will do our best to keep investors apprised of any changes for our business as things progress. On slide 7, we provide some operating metrics for Huanqiu Yimeng. Credit hours are the standard unit measuring educational credit for Huanqiu Yimeng's portfolio training program. Each credit hour translates into roughly 1 hour of time committed. Student enrollment takes into account the particular individual that signs up for our programs. If a student enrolls in both portfolio training and educational travel services, the student is counted twice in enrollment, as one student in portfolio training and one student in other programs. Huanqiu Yimeng achieved 19.3% year-over-year growth in credit hours delivered during the fourth quarter, delivering a total of 52,202 credit hours. Student enrollment for the period was 1,042, out of which 585 were enrolled in the portfolio training program. Huanqiu Yimeng's main line of business that primarily consists of training for students focused in arts and creativity studies. We provide a breakdown of the credit hours delivered during the period compared to the prior year comparable period. The portfolio training program consists of time-based programs and project-based programs. Students who elect the time-based program enroll in a certain number of consulting or training hours, whereas students who elect the project-based program are not limited by the number of consulting or training hours, but will be guided through a certain number of projects needed to complete the portfolio. Under project-based programs, the number of credit hours required to complete projects may vary depending on the background and requirements of the students. Revenue is revenue proportionately per credit hour delivered, regardless of which type of program a student has chosen to enroll in. However, as the total credit hours of project-based programs are not predetermined, the progress of a project-based program, which is measured by credit hours delivered compared against the total credit hours expected to be delivered, is re-evaluated at each quarterly and annual financial reporting date. As with the partial 2019 third quarter, there was an increase in the number of credit hours delivered under project-based programs and a slight decrease under the time-based category. Students that possess basic skills and are aiming to only complete the portfolio, so for example, a student with a bachelor's degree in the arts applying for the master's will tend to favor the project-based programs as it appears to be the less expensive option for completing a portfolio with a defined course. Time-based programs are more flexible for students that perhaps want to fine-tune their skill set, say, a high school student applying for a degree. Instead of starting their portfolio right away, they may want additional guidance and mentorship, an opportunity to work with the teachers for some basic foundational skills, and will choose the time-based program. Either option has its benefits depending on the particular student's needs, which is why they both exist in the market. We are pleased to be serving all types of students pursuing creative studies. Moving to slide 8 and key financial highlights for the fourth quarter and year-end. As with the enrollment and credit hour information I just shared, the financials shared here include contributions from Fanju Yimeng for the full fourth quarter of 2019. But the year-end numbers include only about 5 months of contributions from Fanju Yimeng as we gained control of the company beginning August 6, 2019. Additionally, we have applied acquisition accounting and made purchase price allocation adjustments, or PPA, to various assets acquired and liabilities assumed from the Fanju Yimeng acquisition. As a result, certain line items will include adjustments from amortization of the difference between the carrying value in Fanju Yimeng's book and the fair value assessed from the PPA process applied to the Fanju Yimeng acquisition. I will highlight where we saw some impact on our financials due to this PPA adjustment for the 2019 fourth quarter and year. Total net revenues for the fourth quarter of 2019 increased to 54.1 million RMB compared to 0.2 million RMB in the fourth quarter of 2019 as a result of revenue contributions from the recently acquired Fanju Yimeng, which consisted primarily of revenues from its portfolio trading programs. Net revenues for this quarter include the PPA adjustment decrease of 9.2 million RMB. Gross margin was 38.6% during the 2019 fourth quarter compared to negative gross margin of 10.5% in the prior year period when the company did not have substantive operations. Excluding the PPA adjustment to net revenues, gross profit margin for the 2019 fourth quarter would have been 47.5%. Net loss from continuing operations attributable to the ACG was 70.8 million RMB for the period compared to a net loss of 23.8 million RMB in the prior year period as a result of increased operating expenses incurred related to the organizational restructuring and day-to-day operations of the acquired Fanju Yimeng business. Moving to financial highlights for the full year, total net revenues for 2019 increased to 97.8 million compared to 1.3 million RMB in the prior year period as a result of the Fanju Yimeng acquisition. Total net revenues for the year include the PPA adjustment decrease of 15.3 million RMB. Gross margin was 36.7% for 2019 compared to negative gross margin of 217.6% in the prior year. Excluding the PPA adjustment to net revenues, gross margin for fiscal year 2019 would have been 45.2%. And net loss from continuing operations attributable to ACG was 127 million RMB in 2019 compared to net loss of 63.7 million RMB in 2018, primarily due to increased operating expenses related to Fanju Yimeng operations as mentioned earlier. Lastly, we continue to be in a solid financial position with $22.1 million in cash and cash equivalents. We provide a more detailed summary of our financial results for the fourth quarter and full year compared with the respective prior year periods on slides 9 and 10. However, as I mentioned before, the prior year periods reflect financials when the company did not have substantive operations. We provide additional detail in our capital position and balance sheet on slide 11. The information shown here does take into account the closing of the Vuan Chuyima acquisition. Working capital deficit was $11.7 million and total shareholders' equity was $43.9 million at December 31st, 2019, compared to working capital of $28.2 million and shareholders' equity of $40.2 million, respectively, as of December 31st, 2018. We are pleased to have strengthened the balance sheet even from quarter three and remain well positioned to continue executing on our growth initiatives. I would now turn it over to Kevin, who will expand upon our outlook and growth strategy. Kevin.
Thank you, Amy. We are very pleased to have completed the organizational restructuring and integration of Vuan Chuyima into ACG operations, while we continue to focus on growing elements at Vuan Chuyima and looking at additional opportunities in the international education market. Our attention has currently been on how we can continue to serve and meet the immediate needs of our students during the coronavirus outbreak. As Amy noted earlier, we continue to monitor this development very closely and are keeping the health and the safety of our students, staff, and the personnel of our priority, our first priority. I would now like to hand the floor over to Jun Zhang, ACG's president, to provide an update on our strategic growth initiatives for Vuan Chuyima. Jun will make his remarks in Mandarin, which will be followed by an English translation.
谢谢 Kevin。 幻灯片13页 列出了我们的总体增长计划，我们在上次业绩公告电话会议中对此进行了讨论。冠状病毒爆发向我们展示了在这种情况下开发和实施线上授课技术的重要性。 由于我们准备了系统方案，尽管在此情况下，环球易盟仍能够照常为学生提供服务。我们将继续努力改进这些技术和系统方案，以确保最新的工具和技术能为我们的学生所用。在我们拓展中国各地现有的校区的同时，我们也在寻求与欧洲和美国等地的院校建立合作伙伴关系，为需要更多灵活性、 时间和支持学生搭建好进入国外大学或学院之前的桥梁课程。我们期待在未来的几个月当中分享更多我们的努力的成果。尽管在2020年的开始伴随着一些不可预见的挑战，我们相信我们具备足够的能力，在此情况下将继续尽最大努力为学生提供支持。我们将继续致力于我们的发展计划， 并相信我们能够成为中国最大的留学体验及优质艺术创意教育的服务提供商之一。 Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin. Slide 13 lists our overall growth initiatives, which we discussed in some and on detail on our last earnings call. The coronavirus outbreak has demonstrated to us how critical developing and implementing technologies to allow for remote learning is in situations like this. Because we had systems in place, Vuan Chuyima has been able to operate business as usual for the most part when it comes to serving our students. We will continue working to improve on these technologies and systems to ensure that our students are learning with the latest tools and technology available. As we work to maximize capacity at our existing centers throughout China, we are also exploring the possibility of partnerships with institutions primarily in Europe and the United States to serve as a bridge for students who require additional flexibility, time, and support before moving forward with an education at a recognized university or institute. We look forward to sharing more about these efforts in the coming months. While 2020 opened with some unforeseen challenges, we are well equipped to continue supporting our students as best as we can under the circumstances. We continue working on our growth initiatives and believe we are well positioned to become one of the largest providers of quality art and creativity education and study abroad experiences in China. Kevin?
Thanks, Jill and Terry. To conclude, we are in a good place with Vuan Chuyima fully integrated into our reorganized operations. However, we continue to look for options to expand to the future. This acquisition marked our first step forward in our long-term growth strategy of becoming a leading international education service provider with a special focus on the rapidly expanding art and creativity education market. We continue exploring our M&A opportunities within the education space that may be a good fit with our business portfolio and are excited about the growth opportunities we see. We are pleased with what we have accomplished thus far, but look forward to serving more students who are looking to pursue careers in art and other creative fields. Finally, I would like to say a heartfelt thank you to all of our employees, associates, family, and friends of our company for their extra efforts and support over the past several weeks. It was not gone unnoticed. With that, operator, let's open it up for questions.
Everyone, just a quick reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star then one. Thank you.
Thanks again to all of you for joining us. If anyone has questions for us, please feel free to reach out directly to us or our investor relations firm, the ACT Group. We look forward to speaking with you all during our next quarterly call. And as always, welcome any visitors to our office in Beijing. Thank you.
Thank you. Everyone, that concludes your call for today. You may now disconnect. Thanks so much for joining and have a great day. Bye-bye.